Okay, we're picking up the last line of Lamed Zayin Omid Beis. We are on the words Bo Mine, towards the end of the line. Bo Mine Rabbi Chia Rabbi Abba. So they asked from Rabbi Chia Rabbi Abba, they asked the following question. Turning on to the next Avod. Shachach Kedera Al Gabi Kira Ubishla B'Shabbos Mau. Someone forgot a pot and the food wasn't properly cooked yet. And it was not gar v'katum, so the coals were not removed properly before Shabbos, and it cooked on Shabbos. What is the law? Is you allowed to eat it after it cooked or not? So Rashi says that who are we talking about? We're talking about Ali B'Laman Dasar, the one who doesn't hold like Machal Ben Jusai. This is only according to Chachamim, who hold that the food needs to be fully cooked. Because if it was according to Chananya, if the food was already Machal Ben Jusai, it's going to be mutter before Shabbos. So the question that was Pasha, that was happy to see Tosfos asked this Kasha, was what do you mean? Maybe that this is according to Chananya also, and it's talking about something that was less than Machal Ben Jusai. If it didn't cook the proper amount that it needs to be cooked, is it still going to be mutter? That's what Tosfos gives an explanation, that could be also Aliba de Chananya. So now sort of what pushed Rashi to say Aliba Mandas are only referring to Chachamim, but either way, that's how you explain it, is that again, it doesn't cook enough time of Machal Ben Jusai, and so therefore the food is going to be, is it usher or not? Because you violated the Rabbanan of Shehiya with something that was not Garif Ekatum. So the Gemara now says, Ishtik v'lamar v'lo midir. B'chia Barabba didn't say anything. He didn't reply. L'machar nafak gadar shalu. The next day he went out, so he thought about the Shaila, and he said the following, Amavashal b'shabbos b'shogig, yochal b'mezid lo yochal. He quoted the Mishnah in Trumos, which says if someone cooked food on Shabbos, by accident, he's allowed to eat it. If he cooked it on purpose, he's not allowed to eat it. There's a big Shaila. The Gemara is going to discuss this later. The Gemara in Ksubas discusses this also about is it only for him? Is it for others? Okay, we're not going to get into it now, but this is the part of the mission that we're quoting over here. And the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, okay, there's all machlokas, and the machlokas show how to understand the machlokas, but lamaisa for us, it means that if someone cooked on Shabbos by accident, he is allowed to eat it. If he did it on purpose, he's not allowed to eat it. So, and he said over here, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba then responded, Veloshna, there's going to be no, just like there's no, that's halacha with regards to Hilchot Shabbos, so with regards to cooking, so too, with regards to Shehiya, it's going to be the same halacha. So now Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba didn't clarify, it's the same halacha that they're both mutter or they're both usser. My veloshna, what does it mean that there's no difference between a kira that's in a garfa katum and mevashal on Shabbos? Does it mean that it's permitted or does it mean that it's usser? So the Gemara has a machlokas about this. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was saying that it's mutter in both circumstances. Okay, so we're going to be more makil than that of cooking on Shabbos. Why? Because the following reason. Mevashel hu deka avid maisa. When it comes to cooking, you're actually doing a forbidden action on Shabbos itself. Bemezid lo yoichal, so then intentionally you're not allowed to eat avalal. Hai delo ka avid maisa. In regards to the here, what did you do? All you did was leave food on Erev Shabbos, and I didn't do anything on Shabbos actively. I just left the food on Erev Shabbos. And if I take it off, that's not an maisa iser. Once the moment the food is ready and I eat it later that night on Friday night, or I eat it on Shabbos morning, I didn't do an iser bepoel. So I was just afraid of doing an iser derabanan, and I didn't do that. So therefore, b'meizin nami yochal. So then, even if I intentionally did this, maybe according to Rabbi Nevi Yosef, it would suggest that it would be mutter. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar liisur. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said in the name of Chia, but both of them are going to be usher. That the thing that's not garva katim on Shabbos is going to be more machmir. We're going to say that they're usher, whether it was b'mezid or b'shogeg, both usher. So the Gemara says, what's the reasoning for this? Mevashel hu delo ayis leis rume. When it comes to cooking on Shabbos, no one's going to come to trick himself or deceive others and say that he's cooking on Shabbos by accident. Meaning it's a din d'oraisa. People are very careful when it comes to dinim d'oraisa. However, b'shogeg yocha, therefore, if he does it accidentally, we can believe him that he'll do it accidentally. No one's going to go outright and have the azus. So no one, people usually follow the d'oraisa very carefully. No one's going to come around and cook. However, aval hai, dais leirume, din d'rabbanan, people say, oh, the rabbis just invented the Torah. They just said that, you don't have to follow this, then obviously b'shogeg zunami lo yochas. We're going to be more machmer when assuming that if he left the flame by accident, he is not going to allow to be eaten. It's usher because people, Rashi says, like we just said, people take dinim derabanan much less seriously than dinim deraisa. So many times they have to make gezeros to assume that to strengthen the dinim derabanan. So the Gemara says akasha though on the opinion of both. Gemara says, "Meisive shachach kedir al gabe kira ubishlo b'shabes b'shogeg yochal b'meizid lo yochal." If someone forgot a pot with food that wasn't cooked properly and it was not garf v'katum, here it's not cooked. It was not properly covered. Right, you didn't cover the coals before Shabbos. Ubishlo b'shabes, and then it cooked on Shabbos. If this happened by accident, it is going to be permitted b'meizid lo yochal. So the Gemara now says, the Braisa continues, when is this said? This is regarding hot water that wasn't fully heated and regarding cooked food that not fully cooked by Shabbos. However, if it reached, you forgot about it, you didn't do garfikatim, but the food had reached its boiling, the hot water reached the boiling point and the food has been fully cooked, then if you did it on purpose or not on purpose, it doesn't matter. It's totally mutter to Rameir. That's the words of Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda omer chamin shukma kotzarkon mutar. Rabbi Yehuda says that hot water that's fully heated, beginning of Shabbos, is permitted, and however nation mitzamek l'alo, because it is worse. However, tashu b'shul kotzarkon also, but when it comes to cooked food that was fully cooked, is going to be usher. Why? He is being machmir on the. He's like holding that other shita that says that if a food that he holds like a chamim that a food needs to be fully cooked before Shabbos enters, and not only does it need to be fully cooked, it needs to be mitzdamek v'ralo. It needs to get worse as it condenses, as it shrivels down. If it gets better, then it's also going to be usher. Such as cabbage or beans or meat that was cut up very small, usher is going to be forbidden to leave it on a kira that was. However, any food that is getting worse as it is condensing, as we mentioned before, then to be permitted if it was fully cooked before Shabbos. So the Gemara now is going to say, what was this whole kasha that we asked? Katani mia tashu shalabishal kotarko. In any event, the Braisa teaches us that what? That a cooked food that was not fully cooked can be eaten if it was left on the kira by accident, but not if it was left there on purpose. So we didn't make any chilek like that. We didn't see that in either shita. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lakasha." So I'll understand it when it comes to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, because he's going to explain the following: Kan kodem gzera, kan nachar gzera. Here, the Braisa, which is saying that food that's left on a kira that's in regar for katum, is talking about a situation that was before they made a gzera that it's usher. Whereas the chiyav Rav Arba saying that it's usher in both whether it's mazid or shogeg, that was after the takana. We're going to see the takana means that they saw people were being mazalz and dinjer abadan, and therefore they made a gzera that both are going to be usher. However, the Rav Yosef Rav Amar gzera. But in no matter how you slice it, according to Rab and Rav Yosef, the Mishnah, the two braces are going to be so to each other, going to be problematic. They're going to be austere. Why? Because if we're saying that it's before the gzera, then the din of being doing it by mazid should be permitted. And if it's after the gzera, then shogeg should also be problematic. So then what is he referring to over here? So therefore, this is a kasha. Rav Chiya bar Abba is a problem for the shita of Rabba and Rav Yosef. And according to that, many Rishonim say that therefore we should paskin like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's interpretation, that we're assuming that it's usher food that was left accidentally in a kiro. Whether it was left there intentionally or by accident or on purpose, then it is going to be usher. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well, that it is usher, I believe. I'm pretty sure about that one. Okay, so the Kedushas Gemara now says, what my gzera, so what was this decree that they made? First, he used to stay, someone who cooks on Shabbos by accident, he's allowed to eat it, and if you eat it, however, if you do it on purpose, you're not allowed to eat it. And the same rule applies to someone who forgets the din, forgets the halacha, forgets food, rather, not necessarily the halachas or shayla, if that's considered shogeg, not getting into that right now. Someone who forgets by accident on Erev Shabbos, he knows the halacha, but he forgot on Friday, and he says, and just left it on a kira that was inogar for katum before Shabbos, they said that's the same halacha. However, Mishur Barabu, Mishan, Bemezer, Omer, Shachachim, everyone says, oh, this is dinner abundant, let's just pretend. I didn't realize, and they just left it there. So then, then the rabbis came along and said that everyone's going to be usher, even if someone forbade him to do that. So now the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. This seems to be against the Braisa that we quoted in on Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says now, Kashat Rabbi Meir, Kashat Rabbi Yehuda, that in the Braisa over here, Rabbi Meir is permitting one to have both food and hot water that was fully cooked the beginning of Shabbos if it was left on a kira, even if it was in a garfakatum. Whereas before, he said that no, only hot water because it's mitzavik ralo. However, food is going to be usher because mitzavik v'tovlo. That was Rabbi Meir. So the braisa of Rabbi Yehuda is also problematic because Rabbi Yehuda said that what, in this braisa Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here, he's saying that even fully cooked food that's left on a kira is usher. Because it gets better, right? It's gonna be mitzamek d'tolo. However, earlier he said it's permitted to leave food that was fully cooked because mitzavirala is a steer in both shitas. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Meir, the Meir lo kasha." So you can answer this two braises, this the contradictory rulings in the two braises from the following answer. Halachachila hadiavet. That the ruling in the earlier brisa is saying that it's mutter, is usher rather, is going to be lechachila. Initially, someone who does this is told not to do this, and you shouldn't do it. However, if you did it by accident, then after the fact, the Rebbe Meir is going to hold that it is going to be permissible after the fact, b'diavad. Rabbi Yehuda, never lo kasher. Rabbi Yehuda is also not a kasher. Kan begrufa v'ktuma, kan b'shina grufa v'ktuma. Here, in the earlier brisa, meaning in the one in Lamed Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a case with a kira that was garfa katum. However, in our brisa, it was not garfa katum. When it was garfa katum, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that what? Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that it's permitted to leave fully cooked food on it, right? Even if it gets it better, Bitzal Mevitov is going to be mutter. However, when it's not garfa katum, he's going to usher it even if it's fully cooked, because it is mitzdamek mitovlo, it's going to be condensing and getting better. So the Gemara now says, Ibailu avar v'shamay. So the interesting shayla over here, what do you mean avar v'shamay? We just said before that if it was bemazed, that it is mikatz rabbanu lo, that just finished the question, the rabbis penalize him or not. This is a shayla over here, what do you mean? We just asked that, we just seem to give a teretz of Nachman Yitzchok that said that it's usher. So there's a big shayla if different rishonim have different mahalchim, they're all bothered by this question. So just give the Ramban's teretz, there's many others. The Ramban says that the halacha wasn't necessarily determined yet because it wasn't decided by the Gemara. It wasn't so clear. Others say that no, we were wondering a bit. Different shittas. Okay, we'll go with just different shittas just to know that there's a question over here. Why do we have to ask this again? But the Gemara asks it, and the Gemara says, Tashma, we can learn a proof from the following. Damar Shmuel, Barnasan Amram, Chanina Kishalach, Rabbi Yosef, Tzipora, Matzah Chamin, Shenishtaru, Agabe, Kira, the Loas Arlahen, he saw hot water that had been left on a Kira that was not Garfa Katum, and he did not usher it. Beitzim, Mitzum, Gavisharu, Agabe, Kira, Vasalam, he saw the eggs, though, that were shriveled up, and they were left on a kira that was in a garfa katuv, and he said that it is usher. So it seems to be that hot water, why? Because it's mitzamek v'ralo. However, the eggs, Rabbi Yossi, is a mitzamek v'tovlo, so he says it's usher. So now the Gemara seems to say, didyuk, my love loves the Shabbos. Doesn't mean that he said this ruling for that Shabbos. It's obviously, it's usher to have those eggs. We learn that food left on a kira that's in a garfa katuv is going to be usher. So the Gemara answers, now, lo, the Shabbos haba, that it means with Rabbi Yossi saying that it's usher to repeat this practice is on the following Shabbos. He ever didn't say that the eggs itself are going to be usher with regards to akira that is in a garfa katum. So we're left the conclusion that food left in akira by accident might not necessarily be usher. That's what Rashi seems to understand. Again, we said before that might not be muskam. The other rishonim seem to say that we do have a muskana based on Rav Nachman Reb Yitzchak. Okay, that's a machlokas in the rishonim how to understand this. So the Gemara now says miklal the beitzim mitzamkom mitzamkom v'yafen dinu. So the Gemara just making an agav point over here. The Rabbi Yossi is assuming that eggs, as the more cooked they get, the more well done they are getting, is considered bed is improving the eggs and it's going to make it better. So is that really true? The Gemara says yeah. In Damar of Chanan Mekonina Pama. One time me and Rebbe were hanging out together. I think it's how pronounced. They brought us eggs and these type of apple things. These are crab apples, I think they're called. So that they brought these two type of crab apples to us. It was a very good, delicious thing. And mitzumakos beizran and v'achanum and harban was very good, delicious. So we see from here that Rabbi Chanina understood that these eggs getting smaller was very tasty and very good. So therefore, we see that it would be usher to if you hold like chachamim because it would be considered mitzamek v'ralo, mitzamek v'tovlo would be getting better. Okay, the mark does not. Beisilo omrim af machzirim. According to the Mishnah, Beisilo says a person is even allowed to return the food on Shabbos. So where now is going to qualify Beisilo? Really, Gemara says the following. Omer of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, L'divrei ha'omer tzmenach, the next summer machzirim. According to the opinion that says that L'fid Beisilo, someone's allowed to return the food to Akira, according to Beisilo, Alfilo b'Shabbos, someone's allowed to do this even on Shabbos day, as she says. Even in the Macharos, that it doesn't say Dafka by nighttime, that it's Mukha, that it's Tzorach Machar. No, that even by daytime, you're allowed to put the food back on to the Kira if it's Garfa Katum. So the Gemara says that even Af Rabbi Yoshia Savar Af Machzir Nafilu B'Shabbos, Rabbi Yoshia, who was Machmer by Beis Hillel, and he held that it needs to be fully cooked, he holds one may return food only, even on Shabbos day. So one time we're sitting before Rabbi Chia, the great Rabbi Chia, we brought up a kettle of hot water for him from the lower floor of the house to the upper floor. We diluted the cup of wine. They used to dilute a cup of wine before they had it with the hot water. Then we moved the kettle back to the lower floor and put it back. And he did not tell us anything. That what happened, Rabbi Yoshiah did not tell us anything. So he's telling us that it's permissible for one to return the food to the Kira even on Shabbos day. So the Gemara is going to qualify. You can't just return it to the Kira. It needs to have the following conditions. Amar Rabbi Zeka, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Tadai. Lo shanu elash odem biyodo. That this halacha is allowed to return it back to a kira, which is garaf akatum, is only if it is still in your hand. Because if it's still in your hand, you're showing that you're going to put it back, and that's megaladas, that you're not mesiach erdas from it, and therefore you're allowed to do chazar. It's not mechzik mavashel. But hanichan al gabi karka aser. If you put it on the ground, it is going to be forbidden to lift it and put it back on, because putting it on the ground shows that it's ending your original shehiyah. And it'll be looking like someone is cooking on Shabbos at that point. It looks like someone's putting it back. It looks like he's putting it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, Rabbi Tadai, Da'avad Le'Garmeyu Da'avad. Rabbi Tadai was speaking for himself when it comes to this halacha. It doesn't follow him. Even if someone is placing the pot on the ground, it's permissible to return it to the Kira. According to Rabbi Yochanan, putting it on the pot, on the ground, does not say that it's terminating your original Shehiyah. He is assuming that it's necessarily going to be Mechzik and Mevashla, even putting it on the Karka. So the Gemara now quotes a similar machlokas. Pligi bar Rav Dimi bar Rav Shmuel bar Huda, V'tavai Mishmei Rabbi Lazar. So one of them said that if the pot is still in his hand, then it's permissible to do what? To return it to the Kira on Shabbos. However, if it's on the ground, it's going to be aser. And the other one said that even putting it on the ground is going to be permissible. This is like the machlokas that we saw between Rabbi Tadai and Rabbi Ami. So the Gemara says, Amar Chizkiya Mishmida Abaye Haidamar Odom Yadam Mutter Lomran Elash Daita Lachzer. The only time that it's mutter when it is still in your hand, that's only when you had intended to put it back. However, in Daita Lachzer, Aser. If your original Kavana was not to return it, then it's going to be Aser because you're removing your original Shehiyah, you're losing your original Shehiyah that was mutter to have that you left it on Erev Shabbos, so now it's considered a new Chazara L'Chadchila Kihilu, you're now creating a new Chazara, and therefore it's going to be Aser. Miklal, the Al Gabe Karka, Af Agav, Shabidat L'Achzer, Aser. That implies that if someone had left it on the floor, then it is going to be Aser to return it, even if it is on the floor. So that is the first opinion. However, the Ika de Amri says, Amar Chizkiya Mishmei D'Abaye, Hadamar Salgabe Karka Aser, Lo Aman Elash Indai Delachzer. The only time it's Aser when you put it on the ground is if you didn't have an intent. Aval, Dai Delachzer Mutter. If you intended to put it back, then it would be Mutter. Miklal, Sheba Odom Biyado, Afa Bishin Dai Delachzer Mutter. This implies that if the pot is still in his hand, even if it did not originally intend to return it, it's going to be permissible. This is a big shaila, because it comes out from here, that if someone held in his pot in his hand, or he intended to return it even from the ground, it is going to be permissible. It's a big machlokas for Rishonim, and really Achronim, how do we paskin with regards to this over here? How do we paskin? We paskin like the Ikud Amr, which is more Mako. They paskin like the first day. The Mishavur has along the Sashkan in the Bir Alacha. He discusses this. So, but Amaisa, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir, that putting on the Karka is problematic. The Marana says, Bayer Birmia, Talan B'makal Mao. If he hung a pot on a peg, it's law. Nichagami Mitamau. If he put it on a bed, it's law. Is it like putting it on the ground? Or is it like putting it on your hand still? So the Gemara says, another Shaila Bayer Vashi, Pinan Mechal Mechal Mao. If when transferring hot water from one Kira to another Kira, what's the law? Is he allowed to do that? Is that like a new Shehiyah, or is it like the same Shehiyah? And the Gemara comes out, Teku, that we don't have a teretz for this Kasha. So this question. This question is left unresolved. So now I just have to mention, though, because we're in the sugya of Chazara. I mentioned it yesterday. We'll say the halachas over here. So there's five tonight Chazaras that a person needs to have. If, let's say, the chalant. You take out some chalant earlier, and people want to have chalant later. So you're going to put it back on. So you need to have five conditions need to be made, at least if you're Ashkenazi. Sfardim might have more kulas with some of them. But the first one is that you need it to be garaf akatum. That's clear. That's what we see from the Gemara over here, that it needs to be covered. So if you have a tinfoil lining in your chalant pot, or again, ideally covering the knobs as well, that would be garaf akatum, and you would have that tonight. Then it also needs to be kozman she'odayin rosachas, that the Shulchan Aruch tells you. So Shulchan Aruch just tells you that it needs to be still hot. Ramah may be a little more miracle, but either way, it still needs to be hot for sure. So Shulchan Aruch needs to be boiling hot still be really hot. So you need to put it back while it's still hot. That's the second tonight. The third tonight, it needs to be odu biyadu. Ramah adds that one. You still need to hold it on your hand. And also, you cannot put it on the karka. You cannot put it on the ground. And also you need to have in mind that you're putting it back on. Just with regards to putting it on the ground, Rav Nachman Sol has a chumrah, and a lot of poskim have this as well, is that the equivalent of the ground, what was the ground? It showed that you're going to be cooking it again. So he says our countertops is like the ground of what the Gemara was talking about. So he held that even Oda Biodo with putting on our countertop is problematic. So he suggests to get out of that is that you put it on the edge of the counter, and therefore it's like it's not on the ground because you're using your only reason, if meaning to the point where it would fall if your hand wasn't there holding it, and if it's on the edge of the counter but you're using it with your hand, then it would not be like it's on the karka, and there'd be mutter lekulei alma, and that's Rav Nevin Sol's suggestion. So again, that is the best way if a person wants to do chazara for his chalom pot. That's what comes out of this gemara. It's halacha l'maisa, so I figured to mention it. Very important halacha. Okay, so now we mentioned the halachas of leaving and doing and returning food and the chazara and shihia. The Mishnah is now going to turn to other type of heating elements, such as a tanur, which is a higher source of heat, we're going to see, and also a kupach, which is going to, the Gemara is going to say, is something that has only room for one pot. So again, so the tanur is the hottest one, the kupach is the middle one, and the kira is the least hot. The one that had room for two pots is going to be the least hot. So now the Mishnah says, tanur shiskiba kashuk vava, a tanur that was heated with straw, with stubble loitain, betoka bin gava. Someone shouldn't place food inside of it or on top of it. We're the most machmir by a tanur. A tanur, Rashi points out again, because of the heat, and we're afraid that definitely someone is going to become to cooking over there and do the shemecha to be chalim is a very big chash. Kupach shiskiba kashuk vava areza kikiraim. A kupach that was heated with straw with stubble is like a kiro. However, big efes of etzim areza ketanur. So he says it's like this middle level when it was heated with the gefes. Again, we said the psolus of the shimshunim and the zesim. When you heat it with that or with wood, it's like a tanur because that's going to be less hot. So again, it's similar to a kira in the fact that it has the same width in the bottom, but it is only one pot, so it's getting much hotter. So if we're using an element that's going to get it really hot, it's going to be like a tanner, be really machmir. And if it's going to use an element that's getting it less hot, it's going to be like a kira. So the Gemara now says, tanner shehisikua. When it comes to tanner that was heated, someone's not allowed to place something on inside of it, on top of it. That's what we said. So the Gemara now says, Rav Yosef lemimar tocho tocho mamish. Rav Yosef was inclined to assume that when you say inside, it referred to only playing inside of the tanner. However, al gabav mamish, and placing on top is on top of it literally. However, lis mok shaper dami, placing the food along the tanur on the side of it is going to be mutter, just like we see by a kira that was enogar fakat, and putting it on the side of it is not going to be an issue. So the Gemara says, Akasha, though, Esav Abaya didn't like this statement of Rav Yosef. Kupash, it's good by Kasha, Vagvar, Reokikarei. He said, from the fact that the Mishnah says the following, that the Mishnah told us that a kupa that was heated with straw, with stubble, is like a kira. But Gavazet's already katana, when it comes to the other two items of the wood and the gefes, then it's going to be like a tanner va'aser, and it's going to be aser to place food in the kupach that was heated. The Gemara says, Hakikira Shara. However, this implies that what? If it's like the kupach that was heated with these two things, then it's going to be permitted to put food on it. So the Mishnah would be telling you that we're dealing with placement of the food that's permitted and of a kira, but not the case of a tanner kupach. So the Gemara says, so Abaya continues his raya. Ma'askina, what case is the Mishnah dealing with? The kupach, where is the food being placed in the kupach? Ile mal gabaf irsing put on top of the kupach, then I'll save a mai. Ile makshenu garvakata. Maybe tell me that the kupach was not shoveled or covered the ashes, then ela kikira kiena grufakatuma galgava mishar. But when it comes to kira, it's not the same halacha. The halacha is the kira, it's also going to be usher. Everyone agrees that it's usher by a kira. So what are you saying? It's like a kira. Rather, it means we're going to try to say like a kira that it's mutter. El lav lismuch, that we're talking about placing it along on the side of the kupach, and that would be permitted like it is by a kira and not like a tanner. Vektane areyu ketanner v'aser. The Mishnah is telling you that a kupach is going to be like machmir in a situation where it's like a tanner, that it's going to be aser. And when it's going to be like a kira, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says rejects Abaya. The Gemara says Amar Avada Barava Hacha beKupach Gar beKatan beTanur Gruvak Tumaskinu. No, the Mishnah is dealing with a case of a kupach that was shoveled and covered, and a tanner was also shoveled and covered. So we're saying Hareyu Katanur that Avagav Gar beKatan Magav of Aser. So this is the Chiddush over here. Tanner is the most machmir that even if it's covered and shoveled away, there's no ashes, it's still going to be usher. Because again, we said the tanner is the most machmer, a ton of heat, the chazal were really machmer it. De'i kikira kirufak tumah shapir dami. Whereas if the kupach had been covered like a like a kira, then it would be mutter. So that is the comparison between a kupach, so you don't have a raya. However, the Gemara now says, Tanaka Vashti Abaye, there's a braisa that is like Shita Sabaye, because the braisa says, Tanar Shesiyu Bekasha Vegvuva, in Somchano, says explicitly, the braisa tells you that you cannot put food along a tanner, on the side of a tanner, that is going to be usher to put it even on the side of it, not dealing with the topper in it. So the Gemara says, "Ve'in tzarich lamar gavav," and then obviously you don't have to. "Ve'in tzarich lamar tocha." Again, it goes without saying that you don't have to, can't put it on side or on the top of it. "Ve'in tzarich lamar begefes ve'etzim," and it goes without saying that you also can't place food with wood or with other things to heat it up. Kupach is ubekasher gavav somtin lo. However, a kupach that receives shavus double, you're allowed to place on the side of it. There's a different gear. So, vinostin al gabav, the chorus should say, and in a place on top of it, but gefes of eitzim, in somchin lo. So when it comes to gefes of eitzim, then it's going to be lined up with our Mishnah and say that you cannot place food on the side of it. This seems to be a support for Abaye that a tanor is going to be usher to place food against Rav Yosef, his Rebbe. So the Gemara says, that analyzing the status of a kupach, Gemara says, Amar le'Ravacha b'rei d'Rava, le'Ravashi, hay kupach hechi dami. What is the nature of a kupach? Iki kira dami afilu begefes eitzim nami. If it's like a kira, then why can't we makel even when it's gefes eitzim with the wood that's more heat? Why can't we makel to put food on top of it if it was garfa katum? Iki tanner dami afilu bekashik vavar nami lo. But if it's like a tanner, even if it has of garfa katum, it should be also aser. So the Gemara says, why is this middle din? So the Gemara says, Amar lei nafish havle min dechir v'zirta havle min taner. So it says, it's because it's hotter than a kira. It's a middle category. And it's not as hot as a taner. So therefore, its status is going to be dependent on what you're using to fuel it. If you're using it with fueling something that's going to make it very hot, then it's going to be usher like a taner. If it's something that's not as hot, it's going to be mekel like a kira. The Gemara now says, heichidami kupach heichidami kira. What does it look like? A kira, and what does a kupach look like? Amar b'yosei b'chinen, a kupach mu'akam shvisas kadir achas. A kupach has a square-like thing and has room to put one pot on top of it. And that's where it's getting pretty hot. Kira mu'akam shvisas shekadir. So kira has room for two pots, so therefore it's not as hot, so that's room for mekel with the kira. So again, we pointed out that the Ramah points out that a lot of our utensils are like the kira and not like a tanner. If it's like a tanner, it would be a lot more machmer, not even to do chazara, not even to do even a garv katum. So Ramah pointed out that our kiras are like the our tanarim and things like that are like the cures. And the Gemara says, "Amar Baya v'timer of Yirmia af ananam etanina." We also said that the following in our Mishnah: Kira shenichlak laruka tahora, a kira that was split, its lengthwise is going to be tahor l'raf batmea, but if it's split with a width, it's going to be tahor. We're talking about making whether it's a kli or not. If you split it the length, because it's not used, you're not able to use it, you're splitting both pots directly in the middle of both the pots, so therefore it's usher. However, the rachpa, it's going to split, it's still going to be considered a utensil because each half of the pot is going to be one pot and the other pot is now going to be still be usable, and therefore it's still considered tmeya, it's going to be considered a utensil. So we see that there's two utensils over here. If you had a picture, it'd be a lot easier. A circle and a square, and you split it lengthwise versus widthwise, it'd be pretty easy to picture this. Gemara says kupach being the lach matar. However, kupach, it doesn't matter how it's split, whether the length or the width, it's going to be tar because it's only one pot. So no matter which way you break it up, it's going to be broken, and therefore it's not going to be considered a kli anymore, le'inyan kelim, and no longer be susceptible to tumah. So we'll just quickly run through the Mishnah. I'll pick up the Gemara tomorrow. The Gemara says einosim beitzah b'tarmecha b'shvil shadis gagal. Someone's not allowed to place an egg besides a hot kettle on Shabbos in order that it get slightly roasted over here, because we're talking over here. The Mishnah is talking about using things of toldas ha'or and toldas chama. So that's what we're talking about here. So the Gemara says, someone shouldn't wrap it up in cloth, meaning that one may not heat the egg inside the cloth that were heated by the sun. There's going to be toldas ha'or. We're going to discuss what this is, the toldas ha'or. Okay, meaning it's okay. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi Matir. So Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter v'leipin v'chol v'avak drachem b'shvil shetitzale. And similar, one should not insulate it in sand or road dust that was heated in the sun, so to roast, because it's told us or again. So though no actual cooking here, this is a din derabanan of being aser. Ma'aseh shal shetaver ve'aviu silam shel tzonah lasoch amah shel chamin v'nachah chamin b'shavas kichamin shel b'shavas v'osim rechitza v'shtia. There was once a story that the people of Tveria, they ran the hot, famous hot springs of Tveria. So what did they do? They ran a cold water pipe through the canal of the hot water of the hot springs. So they would do this on Shabbos, and the Chachamim had the following. They said that if the water passed through on Shabbos, even though they set up the system before Shabbos, it's going to be like hot water that's heated on Shabbos, and the water is going to be usher for bathing and for drinking on Shabbos. However, in biyom tov kicham shel biyom tov vasrim rechita v'shtia vasrim rechita mutar v'shtia. However, if it's going to be on the yontiv, so then the water that comes through that is going to be usher for bathing and permitted for drinking. The Gemara is going to discuss this one more mikol again because of bishul on yontiv is mutar for certain purposes. The Gemara is going to discuss this in yonim. So adkan for today. I'll pick up with the Gemara tomorrow. Mir Tzashem.